People, and welcome to Midnight Matinee. My name is John Schnall, and tonight on our weekly excursion to the movies, we will be watching the film Reanimator, directed by Stuart Gordon, based on an H.P. Lovecraft story with psycho ripoff music by Richard Band. And just for the heck of it, we're going to watch it with a kind of a ska beat. So, Reanimator ska, do stay tuned.
Thank you. Can I help you? You're on hereabouts apartment.
Yes.
Didn't we meet this morning? You're,
West. Herbert West.
West. Excuse me, just...
Come in.
Thank you. I startled you.
Yes, you did.
May I introduce my fiance, Megan Halsey?
Miss Halsey?
Mr. West?
I'm afraid the place is still kind of a mess, Mr. West.
Oh. Herbert.
So, you've just come from Europe.
Switzerland.
What was Dr. Gruber like? He's pretty famous.
Yes, pretty famous. Does this building have a basement?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think this will be just fine. I have my things outside. Shall I move in now?
Look, I have to go. I think you and Mr. West have a lot to discuss before you decide anything.
Oh, I've decided.
Well,
I'd like... You'll never even know that I'm here.
Dan,
except, of course, on the first of the month.
Mr. West?
Miss Halsey?
You didn't say why you left Switzerland.
There was no more I could learn there.
You make the incision at the base of the skull. Cutting away enough of the fascia to get your fingers in. And then grasping firmly with both hands, you pull the skin forward over the head.
It's very much like peeling a large orange.
Once the skull is plainly visible, you take the bone saw and you cut around the perimeter. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The human brain. Once the brain stem of an individual, I'm talking about the reticular activating system, heart regulation, respiratory center, once these activities cease, the brain can only survive an additional 6 to 12 minutes. 6 to 12 minutes. Until... brain death brings about an irreversible conclusion. We all want to retain our personalities in some idyllic afterlife. We all pray for some miracle, some drug, potion, pill. Perhaps, though, it takes something else. Perhaps it takes desire, an obsessive desire. Perhaps it takes... We will discuss the location of the will in the brain structure at another time. Mr. West, I suggest you get yourself a pen. Class dismissed.
How can you teach such drivel? These people are here to learn, and you're closing their minds before they even have a chance.
What are you here for, Mr. West?
You know, you should have stolen more of Gruber's ideas, then at least you'd have ideas.
Mr. West!
It's going to be a pleasure to fail you.
I startled him.
Yes, you did.
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 We all want to retain our personalities in some idyllic afterlife.
I startled him.
Yes, you did.
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 We all want to retain our personalities in some idyllic afterlife. We all pray for something. We all pray for something. We all pray for something. We all pray for some drug, potion, pill.
I startled him.
Yes, you did.
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 We all want to retain our personalities in some idyllic afterlife.
Yes, you did.
We all
I startled him.
Pray
yes, you did.
For some. We all
I startled him.
Pray
yes, you did.
For some. We all
I startled him.
Pray
yes, you did.
For some. We all
I startled him.
Pray
yes,
for some. Drug.
I startled him.
Potion.
Yes, you did.
Pill. Drug.
I startled him.
Potion.
Yes, you did.
Pill. Drug.
I startled him.
Potion.
Yes, you did.
Pill. Drug. Drug. Drug.
I startled him.
Potion.
Yes,
potion.
You did.
Pill. Pill. Pill.
I startled him.
Yes, you
drug.
Did.
Drug. Drug. Potion. Potion. Potion.
I startled him.
Pill. Pill. Pill.
Yes, you did.
I startled him.
Drug. Drug.
Yes,
drug.
You did.
Potion. Potion. Pill. Pill. Pill.
I startled him.
Yes, you did.
I startled him.
Yes, you did.
Drug. Potion. Pill.
No. Please.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. It's... Look, it's not you, really. It's just a lot of little things.
Like what?
Well, West is always in his room with the door closed.
No.
I mean, do you ever see him? Does he ever eat?
I told you, he's a little cracked.
He bothers you, too.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Rufus is terrified of him. When Wes comes in, he runs and hides.
Rufus runs and hides all the time. It's standard cat activity.
Yeah, but not when we're together. Then he's all over us, trying to get your attention and... Where is he? I haven't seen him since we got here.
Hey, it's okay. He's around.
I haven't even heard him. Usually he at least knocks something over when I'm here.
Rufus. Rufus. Come on, you fat cat.
Here, kitty.
Yes. Come on now, you mad animal. Don't you try to hide from me. You don't
Rufus.
Have any tricks.
Rufus. Where are you, boy? Here, kitty. Here, kitty. Here, kitty. Rufus! Hey, boy! Rufus? 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 Thank you. Rufus, are you in here? Oh, boy.
What are you doing in my room?
Oh.
How dare you come...
Dad!
What's the matter? I thought I was renting a private room, Dan.
Meg, what the hell are you doing in here?
I...
Would you please leave? Now, easy.
In the fridge.
I was going to show you. Shut up. What happened?
It was dead when I found it.
You killed him. He hated you.
Okay.
It suffocated. It knocked the garbage over and it got its head stuck in a jar. You weren't home, so I put it in there. I certainly didn't think you'd want to find it like that. I did not want to stink the place up. I was going to show you.
You couldn't call or write a note.
I was busy pushing bodies around, as you well know. And what would a note say, Dan? Cat dead. Details later. I knew you were fond of it.
You killed him. I know you did. He killed him.
Besides, I do not like people in my room.
All right, that's enough.
I think you both better leave now.
What the hell is this?
That is none of your business.
Yeah, I think it is.
Just this is none of my business that you're sleeping with Dean Halsey's daughter.
Oh.
You know, I would not want to see a fellow student, especially one as promising as yourself, be thrown out of school, out of the profession, on moral grounds.
Well, I think Dr. Halsey just might understand.
Oh, do you? Well, you may well be right. Are you sure you want to find out?
Everybody, let's care and push care. We'll be right back.
It's really quite simple. All life is a physical and chemical process, correct? It stands to reason, then, that if one could find extremely fresh specimens and recharge that chemical process, bang, we have reanimation.
Your theory is not new, West.
But my reagent is... Reed?
With various animating solutions, I've killed and brought to animated life a number of rabbits, guinea pigs, cats, and dogs.
I've broken the 6 to 12 minute barrier. I've conquered brain death.
With the higher animals and the consequent increased strength of solution, reaction has become more violent. My research has become more difficult.
Which is why I need you to help me.
Help you?
You are the perfect person to assist me. You're hardworking, bright, people respect you, and you have access to certain authorities. We can defeat death. We can achieve every doctor's dream. You'll be famous and live lifetimes.
You haven't done this on people.
I've done all I can here. I'll need new lab space. You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
How can you say that? You've seen the results.
No, Rufus wasn't dead to begin with. You drugged him and reduced his vital signs. You lowered his body temperature. He couldn't have been dead.
Do you agree that he's dead now? Do you agree that he's dead now?
West?
No.
West, stop!
I'll show you. Then you'll help me.
No!
Yes, you will. That is why I brought the infernal beast back to life in the first place.
In the brain?
Of course. Don't expect it to tango. It has a broken back.
God. Why did you make that noise?
Birth is always painful.
Are you dead?
Twice.
Come on, let's go. Oh, my God.
Don't expect it to tango. It has a broken back. You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
Do you agree that he's dead now?
No, Rufus wasn't dead to begin with.
Do you agree that he's dead now?
No, Rufus wasn't dead to begin with.
You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
Do you agree that he's dead now?
No, Rufus wasn't dead to begin with.
Don't expect it to tango. It has a broken back.
No, Rufus wasn't dead to begin with.
You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
You will help me.
No. Why?
Because it's mad.
No, because I don't believe you.
Don't expect it to tango. It has a broken back.
Yes, I think you.
How long?
He arrived early this evening. John Doe apparently just dropped dead. No record of any damage.
It's almost perfect. Why almost? Could be heart damage. Let's just find another one.
No, Rachel, not have time. All we need tonight is a specific conscious reaction. He's been dead for hours. Any evidence of reanimated consciousness will justify proceeding. Start the damn recorder. Make the entry.
October
10th.
10th. Subject male.
Age?
Age early 20s.
Physical condition?
No deformities. Appears to have been in excellent physical condition. Apparent cause of death. What?
Heart failure.
Heart failure.
Time's 10:33 p.m.
10:33 p.m.
15 cc's.
15 cc's of reagent being administered.
He loves me. We're getting married.
He's mad. I've seen this happen. Medical students before. Good ones. I'd like to hear it. Is Mr. Kane loose in this hospital?
The morgue, I think, Doctor.
I specifically told Dr. Riley to suspend him and to take him off the floor if he reported to work.
Dr. Riley's been in emergency surgery for 4 hours. I haven't seen him.
Time elapsed. 15 seconds.
Something should have happened by now.
Obviously, the human dosage factor is unknown. Increasing the dosage, 20 cc's of reagent.
Herbert, let's go!
No!
Security desk and make sure that she stays right here.
You can't stop me. I followed you here, and I'm going to follow you until you listen to
Megan,
me. I love it!
You're my daughter, and you'll do as you're told.
Sit down, Miss Halsey. Mr. Kane will be up soon. You can discuss it then. Don't blame him, Daddy!
We failed. Come on, let's go. He's going to be coming any minute.
He failed. Not I.
Mr. Kane, Mr. Daniel Kane, please report to the security desk, level L.
Oh, God. Cover him up. Let's go.
Let's go!
Right.
Go!
Dan, look out. Probably been dead too long. It wasn't fresh enough. We probably only revived the senses and the instincts. So come on, help me get him.
Is he dead?
Of course. Will you give me a hand here? Now, he interrupted an important experiment in progress. Granted, it was an accident, but this is the freshest body that we could come across, save of killing one ourselves. And every moment that we spent talking about it cost us results. Now, will you give me a hand? Dan. We can bring him back to life. Now, get the recorder. Find my serum.
Dream.
Fiction. Here, to his other hand.
Oh, good. Unbreakable plastic. One of man's few durable inventions.
Certainly more durable than this.
We need you in the crash room.
Coming. CCs being administered, the dosage lessened in accordance to the freshness of the subject. Five seconds.
Come on. I'll show you. 15 seconds. I'll show you.
17 seconds. Reanimation at 17 seconds. The eyes open.
Doctor Halsey, you once did me a favor by letting me into your medical school.
Doctor, I'll come back to life.
Meg?
Dan! What is it? Are you all right?
Dan, he's trying to speak to the recorder!
No!
Can't be serious. We heard you as an animal voice. Probably been dead too long. It wasn't fresh enough. Whoa.
can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be serious. He heard you as an animal voice.
You've probably been dead too long. It wasn't fresh enough.
Can't be serious. He heard you as an animal voice.
You've probably been dead too long. It wasn't fresh enough.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't be serious. He heard you as an animal voice.
He's probably been dead too long. It wasn't fresh enough.
Can't be serious.
Probably been dead too long. It wasn't fresh enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't be serious.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, can't be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bring him back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't be serious.
Let us see my new serum at work.
Hmm?
Dead cat tissue. Reagent. Done whole parts.
Thank you.
Come on!
What's going on?
Come on!
Look! Skull!
Skull, drop! You took my serum! Except for what I have upstairs.
Who?
What happened here?
Hill
took my serum, my notes, everything.
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened here?
I had to kill him!
What? He's dead?
Not anymore.
No. Herbert!
This has got to stop!
Look, he tried to blackmail me, Dan.
No, it doesn't.
And he wanted you to disappear.
Oh, that's why I did it to Halsey.
What? You've seen Halsey?
He lobotomized him. So he could control him in case he ever tried to talk or tell somebody what happened.
So he could protect his discovery.
Yes.
Very clever.
I gotta tell Meg.
What does Meg have to do with this?
Hill's got this weird file on her. He's full of napkins and hair and photographs. I think he's projected some sort of psychotic need onto her. Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? I think he's projected some sort of psychotic need on him. Herbert! Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
Herbert! He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? I think he's projected some sort of psychotic need on him. Herbert! Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
Herbert!
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened?
Herbert!
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened? Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened?
Herbert! He's dead?
Herbert!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore. Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened?
Herbert!
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened?
Herbert! I think he's projected some sort of psychotic need onto him.
Herbert!
Herbert, you're insane! Now what happened?
Herbert!
He's dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
Herbert! Dead?
I had to kill him!
He's dead?
Not anymore.
Herbert!
Herbert!
Ha, ha, ha.
Disappointed in you. You steal the secret of life and death, and here you are trysting with the bubble-headed co-ed. You're not even a second-rate scientist.
Ah, Mr. West, I'm actually glad to see you. It saves me the trouble of having to send for you.
You'll never get credit for my discovery. Who's going to believe a talking head? Get a job in a sideshow.
I wonder why an intelligent young man like yourself should make such a foolish, fatal mistake of coming here to challenge me.
Oh, I have a plan.
Ah!
Thank you. work is done, join us on the other side.
What's that?
Nothing.
The end of the world.
And we've been watching sort of a ska version of Reanimator. Here at Midnight Matinee at WFMU East Orange. Somewhere in there we heard the Specials doing Ghost Town, and Roland Alfonso with Pussycat, Millie Smalls with My Boy Lollipop, and gosh, so many other little things that I lost count. Anyway, future films in future weeks, past films in past weeks, but we live in the present, so we'll ignore this.
Mm-hmm.